Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
Here it's very taboo.
Mm-hmm. Like, is it a woman?
she is, but I don't think it's because... You know, that's a tricky question.
Do you feel like there's like a little bit of racism here in Portugal?
Ready. I have my own thoughts about the LGBT community. Sometimes. Yeah. You don't need to be doing what people say people do on Grindr.
Time for story time. Okay. Do story times.
Instant shock. He didn't look like his pictures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why it bled into the gay community.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Serena.
And this is
From Lisbon with Love.
As you can see, we have a beautiful guest here today. This is our first time filming a guest for our show, and we are super excited. We are welcoming you to George. George, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, of course.
My name. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your name?
My name is Jorge Almeida, very typical Portuguese name.
Okay.
But yes, I'm 27. I'm your friend, and your first guest here in your podcast.
Yay! We are super excited, and because of our first guest, we have a little champagne, and we're gonna make some mimosas. So.
Yes.
To celebrate our first guest episode with our friends. Okay, I'm gonna do this very good. Like, just close
your
eyes.
You got
this.
Oh, professional.
I used to bartend, hello.
It's explained.
Well, we can all see. Very professional. I hope everybody
can. You as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm the only one who hasn't bartended yet.
But I worked on the VIP, and then there were the guys that wanted to open it themselves, you know, because
they want to shake it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they do on TV.
I
would want to open it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
And then I only put like fireworks on there.
Have you guys seen people do it with the knife?
Oh yeah, but it breaks.
Oh, girl.
Does it not?
It does. You have to be careful and make sure there's no like
that's dangerous.
Glass
on it. A
little bit of orange. Ooh.
The tiniest bit of orange.
Because I was afraid to spill it.
No, I'm saying that was a lot to me. That's
really?
That's what I was saying, a little bit.
Yeah, it was more than I wanted, but because it was dripping, I was like, okay, now I have to...
Oh, I thought it was... I thought it wasn't much.
We like only the champagne.
Okay.
This
is just for the... Because it looks nice.
Alrighty, guys. Let's cheers.
Okay, now.
Cheers. Anossa.
Anossa.
Prost. Don't talk in your glass.
So, let's get to it. All right. So, with our guest here, we are going to ask him a few questions about himself, about Portugal, and we also are going to go a little bit deep into the gay scene here in Portugal. Everyone is very curious about that.
Yes.
Sure they are.
So let's get into it. Okay, so George, you're in the hot seat.
Yes, it's not me. Always when you're filming at your house, it's me. I'm just chilling here like, hey, what's that?
You're going to have more guests after this.
I know.
Great.
Thank you, George.
Where am I?
So just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, you know.
Well, I am...
The basics.
I'm from here, from Lisbon, born, raised here. Mm-hmm. I did live abroad for, in total, like 4 years of my life. I lived in Mozambique and I lived in Chile. But other than that, I'm from here and we call it Alfacinha, someone who's from Lisbon.
Oh,
which is, it translates to little lettuce.
Little lettuce.
Yeah.
Why?
Because people from Lisbon used to buy all of the lettuces from the outskirts of Lisbon. So the people from the outskirts started calling us Alfacinhas.
Alfacinhas. Oh, that's so
Why did
cute.
They... Is it because there was no lettuce being
I mean, in the
here,
city, yeah, in the
so
city, yeah, the outskirts were a bit more rural and produced lettuce, among other things, I guess. But, yeah.
Okay. That's
little
okay.
interesting fact. You see, I'm already...
yeah. We didn't
giving you a little fun fact.
Okay, so tell me a little bit, like, you said you're born here, raised here. You have siblings?
I do, two sisters, yeah.
And where are you in the rank?
I'm the youngest.
In the rank.
I'm the lowest rank.
The black sheep.
I mean, as the only boy, I will always be on the lowest rank. But yeah.
So you're the youngest boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like when you were growing up, were your sisters like on top of you, like making fun of you, or was it more like chill?
No, it was, well, my sisters are very different from each other, so I would say... My oldest sister, Sophia, we were definitely more like at odds. Like we would fight.
The oldest and the youngest?
Yes.
That makes sense.
we would fight both physically and...
Oh, jeez. Like,
when she was my size, when I got bigger than her, but for a long time she was bigger, she was larger than I was, so so it wasn't really a fair fight. When I got bigger than her, suddenly it wasn't okay anymore for us to fight. So, but yeah, for a long time I would get my ass kicked because of her, yeah.
Okay.
But my Susanna, my other sister, she was a lot more chill. She didn't want people touching her. She didn't want to touch anyone. So, yeah, a lot more chill.
Was the younger sister more like an introvert? Like,
yeah, Susanna, definitely.
She's like, leave me alone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was in her own world.
Sounds like Mina.
Okay, don't you sound like you could fight?
Oh, I can. I'm an Aries, so. But I don't.
I choose not to. I choose peace. That's important.
I choose peace. So tell me, okay, you went to, you said you went to Mozambique. How long did you go to Mozambique, and at what age did you go?
So it was 3 years, and I went from my 7th grade, so I would say like 12 years old. 12, 13, 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your adolescence.
Yeah, some sense. What?
Your adolescence.
Yeah, the beginning years, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that seems like a difficult age to...
I loved it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh.
What did you love about it?
Well, first of all, it was a very, like, privileged position I was in. I lived in the government, in the embassy. I went to the Portuguese school, so they're both technically Portuguese soil, and so it was a very specific experience of Mozambique. But the school was very like international. We had people from all over the world, I really liked it. We would go very often to South Africa. And to Swaziland, which is now called Eswatini. They changed names. I loved it. People were super nice. It was a very specific experience, and I was very happy there. I loved my classmates. We were all friends. Like, people from the school would call us weird because we were basically the hermit class, because we were all so friend. We were friends with each other. We were so friendly with each other that we didn't really go out of our classroom. Mm. So the rest of the school thought we were weird. But to me, we were like super happy together. I loved it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you do here in Lisbon for work.
I am a software developer.
Oh, nice. Ooh, fancy.
I know.
No. Not at all. What?
You don't like it?
I like it. It's just, it's not like my dream, my passion, you know. But I do it. I like it. I think I'm good at it. But it's definitely not my passion.
Mm. What is your passion?
Doing nothing. Ah! I think that
having a sugar daddy.
Well, if you know anyone,
hit him up. Yeah.
Definitely.
So I have a question for you with the Portuguese people here. Is it a normal thing for Portuguese people when you're meeting someone for the first time to ask them like what they do for work? Is that like a normal thing? Is that like an immediate like first thing to they say or no?
I wouldn't say so. I'm trying to picture
that. And the only
reason
I'm asking is
that,
because we had this question. If you watched our bonus episode, episode 9. We were talking about this, and I was talking about how in America, the first thing out of someone's mouth is, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
no,
what I realized here doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's something very common to, like, ask when first meeting someone, unless it kind of segues into that.
Is it considered rude to ask someone?
No, I don't think it's considered rude. No, but
it's
just
not something that...
It's just very... some people might be a little bit... oh, okay.
it's kind of personal in a way, maybe to...
I guess so. At least... Attention, if there are any Portuguese people there watching me, I'm talking from my experience.
We all do.
Yeah, yes. No one will be offended...
No.
But there are different kinds of talking to people. There are like those passenger moments where you like maybe like at a grocery store or whatever, and you're kind of talking because you have to, because you're checking out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And small talk. Yes, exactly. And in that sense, there are like a couple of things that you usually say, whatever. But if you go beyond that, suddenly it's like,
well,
why are you trying to get to know me, you know?
We're talking about, like, if you were introduced to, like, a friend of a friend.
Oh, yeah,
and,
no,
like,
that's
in
normal.
In that situation, because you've never met this person, would they ever ask and say, oh, well, what do you do for work?
No, that's normal, yeah.
So they would ask.
Yeah, if it's a potential friendship, if you're trying to get to know the person.
Mm-hmm. Like, immediately,
yeah.
Like, is it, like, one of the first things that comes out, or no, does it come out through conversation?
I think it always has to come organically to some point, but you know, there's always that first moment where people are asking each other questions, and I think it would be a decent question. I think it's pretty common.
Yeah,
I think it's okay. No one will think you're rude. Okay.
No. I'm just asking in comparison to America, because I've never felt like, because I've met a lot of people obviously for the first time, and I've never had anyone ask me like
what you
did for work. So
I didn't know
if it was like a Portuguese thing that's not like the first thing on their mind.
Probably.
Because like in America,
no, I think people wonder. People wonder, obviously. The thing is, people here, I've heard this a lot, in America, and when I say America, I mean the US, South America, people are a lot more open, and they see being nice and being cordial, like involving themselves in your life.
Mm-hmm.
They see that as being nice and etc.
Yeah.
asking those type of questions, being a little bit more personal.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe in general, being nice is more so giving people space. So it's not that you don't wonder what they do for work, etc. It's more so that most of the time you don't want to impose or put that person.
Make
because the person might not want to share.
Mm.
So you don't want to put that person in a spot where they have to either lie to you or you know.
When they're unemployed in a makeup like a story that I had like this fancy
fans
joke.
Or something. Yeah.
Oh, I
you
know.
Stay tuned.
I'm a content creator. And then they...
YouTuber.
They mean like OnlyFans. But
yeah, so...
That was a lot.
You see, so people don't really want to impose in that way. But I think
mm-hmm.
I think they need a bit. They need to kind of like scout you out where
mm-hmm.
how open you are in order to start to ask those kind of things. It comes later, I think.
Mm.
It comes a bit later.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the country.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the Netherlands, we're not really that much of a small talk country, I would say, but they in general, Dutch people are very direct, so they would just say immediately like, oh, what do you do for work? They don't even think about it.
Okay.
The same in America.
Yeah.
We ask, like,
yeah.
It's not a big deal, but that's why I wanted to bring that up, because we had that question.
But
okay.
Are they open about money? Like,
yeah, people will ask. I mean, where
like
do
how much do you make?
Where do you choose to
oh,
answer?
Oh yeah, not
like,
here. That's
no.
I mean, it is considered a little rude, but some people will ask.
Oh.
They'll say it in a nice way, like if you're okay with sharing.
Oh, okay,
like,
that's nice. They give you the option.
what do you like make?
Oh, okay, sharing. I thought, like, are you okay with sharing a little bit?
No, that's okay. That's how they would preface it.
Okay, share. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think that's... in here, it's taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talking about how much you make, it's taboo. I think it's a little too taboo, in my opinion. I think I'm... Because in terms of like labor, work, etc., I think it helps a lot when people share how much they make. For example, I learned that I was I don't know if I should be saying this, but I learned that I was earning more than a colleague of mine that's been in the company for longer than I have.
Oh no,
that happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a woman?
she is, but I don't think it's
See,
because.
She?
But it's not because of that. It's because
but
I left the company
okay.
and then I came back and so I had more and they needed me in a specific project. So
mm-hmm.
I had a little more leverage than someone who's been there and then.
But wait, were you making the exact same before as you are now?
Yeah.
So still.
No, she was doing more than I was when we were together, when we got in together.
When you got in together, are you making the exact same that you were making now?
No.
Oh, it's more now.
Now I'm making more.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And but when we
but
were,
when you guys came
like,
together, you were making the same.
No, she was making a little more than I was actually.
Oh, she was making a little bit more. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on the function.
It's not everything is
no, but
the
you
pay
hear
gap.
That a lot. That it's still like unequal for the genders, although they have the same function. You hear that still, even like 2025. So
well, I have my thoughts on that. I think
I never.
I don't want to get. I don't want to get you canceled.
You get canceled
but,
now. No,
yeah, but
it's fine.
But the way the pay gap is calculated, it takes into account. It doesn't take into account stuff like the number of hours worked and stuff like that. So it's just the comparison between people with the same job and how much they earn. It doesn't take into consideration many things. And I think when you normalize it to number of hours and other variables, it doesn't really, like the gender pay gap kind of falls apart a bit.
I don't have a specific example, and I think for everybody when it comes to like being unequal on the salary, I think it depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's fine.
I think my
like
criticism of the gender pay gap is that the way it's calculated is too broad,
mm-hmm.
and it's used in a very misrepresentation of reality is a flawed way of calculating the difference between income from in the genders.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Well, we are our own bosses, so we cannot really contribute to this conversation.
And I've never worked in corporate, so
me neither.
I don't even know what that world
well,
is
in,
like.
Well, in my bosses have always, most of the time, have been female.
I have another question in regards to Portuguese people. Is there a class system here?
A class system? Like people being... I think there's always you know, that's a tricky question because...
We love tricky questions.
No, it's good. Because, well, we're a socialist country, so even our poorest people still can access, for the most part, a dignified way of living. But there's obviously still a lot of people who have a lot of money. And so I think in any society, there's going to be a class system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something as pronounced, definitely it's not as pronounced as something, for example, as India, where they actually have a caste system implemented. Definitely not our case.
Mm-hmm. No.
But you can, there's people, sometimes you can tell kind of where people are in the most of the time by the way they talk
and they look
in
sometimes.
Lisbon, because when you start putting accents into the mix, I stop being able to tell.
Yeah.
But in Lisbon you can sort of tell.
Okay.
I don't know if I answered that.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, this is not going to be a financial episode. We're here for
the gay talk.
But yeah, we have some more general questions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ready, move
let's
on.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we spoke about it already, that you moved to Mozambique.
Yeah.
And that you loved it there. But how was it to come back?
Come back.
Was it hard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I came back for high school and... people are very different from here from Mozambique. In Mozambique people are very open, are very friendly, and we just vibed there. My sense of humor got along great there, because
oh my God.
I have kind of a dark sense of humor. And this wasn't a race joke, by the way. But
I didn't even get it until you said something. Okay.
But
I knew what you were saying.
But they also kind of have it the same way that
okay.
I do, and so we got along great. And when I came back, I was kind of like the weird fat kid that was... I felt like I was in Mean Girls. Like, a lot of people are like, we come from Mozambique, but you're white. You know?
Oh my God.
But people were definitely... We didn't really get along, like, 10th grade and even 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit... didn't really like the class. I have a couple of friends... but I didn't really like the overall class. 12th grade was fine.
So it got better.
Yeah, in the last... because I think everyone was more relaxed. 12th grade here is very, like, easy. You just have the big exams in the end, but most of the year you're basically just studying for those exams, so Portuguese and maths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a lot more relaxed.
I have a question, because you mentioned about coming back and someone mentioned, oh, but you're white... from Mozambique. Do you feel like there's like a little bit of racism here in Portugal? Or is there...
There's I think there's racism.
Not a little bit, I feel.
Well, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
What?
I said not a little bit.
I feel like it's
everywhere, yeah.
Well, I think...
but maybe it's not so as visible.
For me, obviously, I'm not really in circles where it's a thing. I'm not part of those communities that suffers racism. So for me, I can't really, besides what I see on the internet. Mm-hmm. On the internet, you see, like, the dumbest people. But at the same time, it's not a good representation of reality, I think.
Yeah.
If there's racism, yeah, there's racist people, yeah. But again, I think it's also the spaces where you are, and the type of people you're around.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's racism, but there's racism kind of everywhere. I was a victim of racism in Mozambique at some point.
and tell us that experience. How was that?
Oh, it was very it wasn't serious. It was I went to visit a friend. We were leaving his building, and in Mozambique you have security guards for basically every building.
Mm-hmm.
Not every building, but most bigger buildings. And my friend, it wasn't even me, my friend let the door kind of close with a bang.
Okay.
And the security guard, he wasn't even there. Everything is very relaxed there. So the security guard, yeah, he was like on the other side of the street doing whatever. But he came over yelling, "That white kid is destroying our shit." And sorry, and really, really mad and coming towards me and yelling and calling me names. And it wasn't me. It wasn't even me.
But you're the one that stood out.
Yes. Yeah. And calling me names, calling me Branquelo, which is like whitey or something. Yeah. I was a kid. I was kind of like, oh my god. But at the same time, my friend, he is Mozambican and he's also a very relaxed person, and he was like, "Dude, shut the hell up." It wasn't even him. So it was like kind of like, oh, okay. It's not so serious.
Okay. What do people really need to know about Lisbon? Something outsiders often misunderstand about your city.
I have no idea.
No?
Misunderstand? Do you feel like people might misunderstand something about Lisbon, like especially with all the foreigners coming here? Do you feel like... either the city or the people or the culture or anything in that?
I think the people are changing, whereas we've always kind of been known for being nice and welcoming. I think the tourist and fatigue is kind of starting to get to people. I think people are kind of changing, and I'm starting to see kind of mixed reviews on our ability of being welcoming. Okay. And mm-hmm. started and stuff like that, and it hadn't really been an issue ever. But I think it's kind of starting to change.
But where do you see that? Is it online or you hear stories? Because
online, I think I also have Brazilian friends and work, for example. My boss is Brazilian, and he was telling me the other day that he feels, and he's been here for over 20 years, and he says that he feels that it's different.
Okay.
Like the people are different, people are a bit more on edge, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it just because of the foreigners in general, or is it the tourists, or is it a mixture of both?
I think it's both, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's both.
And it's in regards to like the financial Like everything's changing and it's getting more expensive.
Yeah.
Because of the foreigners, the tourists.
Yeah. People need someone
to blame.
To blame. Yeah. Whereas you have, for example, I think housing is something that is a very big strain on our society.
Yeah.
Because we haven't really built houses for many years now, or at least enough houses for the amount of people that were coming here. And so we've always been like a country that where we leave our parents' house late.
Mm-hmm.
I think the average is about 30
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've always had that issue. But I think more and more is not so much of a cultural and choice as it is kind of an inability to find
yeah.
a place, because our culture also changes. I think people more and more want to have their place and have their own lives and
mm-hmm.
not be because we also get influenced by foreigners and a lot of people. It's not normal for them to be so late in their parents' house. I remember, I mean, since 16 years old, I was like, I want to, like, I want to go.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
Bye.
I need my space. But, you know, it doesn't really, I've lived outside of my parents' house when I was in my relationship, and I didn't have to like pay for the whole of the thing, because at the end of the day I don't want to, when I'm older, I don't want to live off of the social security
mm-hmm.
because it's I don't even know if we're gonna have social security.
we're having that same conversation
older.
In the
yeah.
US right now.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and make myself
a
new mimosa.
That's where it's for.
Anyone,
thirsty animal.
I told you I was going to finish it soon.
It's almost time to dive in the gay scene
Lisbon
topic. That's what we're all for here. But just one more question about Lisbon. And a really simple one. What do you love most about Lisbon, and what do you absolutely hate?
Mm.
Mm.
Just one.
Damn.
Yeah.
What I love about it? Oh, I love that we can... Well, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like... it's a beautiful city. And this is something that I kind of needed to move out and come back in order to actually appreciate.
Makes sense.
You know? It's a very pretty city. There's a lot of stuff to do. We have a beach. We have nature close. So I like that. And obviously, the place where you grow up, it's kind of always, you know, that's familiar and
mm-hmm.
and has a special place in your heart. This is my city.
Absolutely.
What do I hate?
Super long list.
Yes. How much time is it? I mean, traffic, parking.
Mm.
Parking, I think it's very dirty. Certain parts of the city, certain parts of the city are just disgustingly dirty.
Mm.
I think also because of how much more people are here, I think our services are kind of like not
burnout.
Yeah. And there are virtually no public toilets.
Oh, we talked about that in, I think, episode 9?
Yeah.
Eight.
Like,
yeah.
It's happened to me. Like, I ate.
Oh my god.
Once I was visiting a friend. I ate like a digestive cookie once, or maybe one
cookie.
Maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, who's counting?
The whole package.
Like a lot of them, and I got in the metro and suddenly, you know, you get that cold sweat.
Oh, yes.
And I needed to shit. I needed to take a shit like really bad, and I thought to myself, I wasn't even at my stop, and I was like, no, I need to get out of this train, because if I'm gonna shit myself, it's not gonna be inside the train. So I left. I got out in Martim Unis. In Martim Unis, and
there you can just shit on the ground. It doesn't
matter. I would be right at home. Oh my god.
No one would be like,
but I left. I was like, I started walking. I was thinking in my head, like, where am I going to shit? Where am I gonna do this? Like, and it was like,
oh my gosh, yes, I know that feeling.
Yeah, like, hello, ready. But I started walking, and as I was walking, the feeling went away.
Oh, thank God. Good.
And so I walked from Martim Unis all the way up Rocio, Avenida Liberdade, Marquês, until Saldanha.
Oh, wow.
And then I felt like I could get back in the metro and
wow.
go home.
Oh,
but I walked
goodness.
Like, what's up?
You walked it out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I did.
Well, good thing you didn't shit yourself.
Walked it in.
I said it's a good thing you didn't shit yourself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I would, because the moment when you start feeling, oh my god, I'm going to shit myself, you make it worse because you
yes.
get nervous.
Oh, you get so
yes.
panic.
Make it worse.
Oh.
But no, it didn't happen. At least not that time.
But yeah, we need more toilets. Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 In Lisbon.
I completely forgot why I was telling that, that story. But
I actually found a public toilet where you have to pay, and I was like, oh, perfect. I was like trying to, and it wouldn't take my money. I don't think it was working.
Oh. It was an automatic. Where?
I didn't see it's right next to Time Out Market.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it was brand new. So it was like 10 cents, and I was like, trying to put my money in, and it wouldn't take it, and it was like something blocking. I was like, well, maybe it's not working.
Yeah, probably.
But
not.
You couldn't go in.
I couldn't go. No.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that as well. Yeah. Public bathrooms.
Don't eat digestive cookies.
Yeah.
I didn't know what digestive cookies are. They
either.
Are they for to help you?
Apparently.
Well, in that case, they made me almost shit myself. With
I didn't know that.
I ate quite a few. They were good. But
I see them at the store, and I didn't know what I know what digestive means, but I didn't think it was like an actual
immediate
go.
Oh, it was. The thing is, it wasn't immediate, because if it were immediate, I would have gone in my friend's bathroom. They waited a good 20 minutes to
so
kick
if you
in.
Have a digestive cookie, just know you need to be next to a bathroom. Okay.
Well, you can try them at home.
Belvita or whatever. Belvita cookies. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Don't come for me, Belvita. I'm not sure.
Okay. Does Lisbon have a large LGBT community here?
Yes.
They do. Ooh, can you explain to us a little bit about it? And do you feel like there's a sense of belonging here with the community?
We're totally so not in that
space,
so we're very curious.
Well, to be honest, I'm kind of like how do you say, ermita. I don't really include myself
in the community.
I mean, obviously, I'm part of of the
you don't
gay
really
people community,
engage.
But yeah, I don't really. Engage in it much, but obviously I will tell you all that I know.
Ooh, stay tuned.
Yes, there is a sense of community. Obviously, we're European capital. We have the whole Pride stuff, June. We have a lot of we have a Real Pride, which is parties, and it's usually in Praça do Comércio, I think.
Okay.
Terreiro do Paço. So yeah, there is that. I think, like, community and stuff like that. To me, after a certain point, it's I have my own thoughts about the LGBT community.
Tell us. Spill the tea.
I think
now I have to.
I think a lot of time. The LGBT community is mostly for people that believe the same things, I think when you stray a bit from the acceptable like beliefs, you're kind of cast aside. So like it's an artificial thing, as obviously like and this is not just this is my thought on the whole LGBT community, not just just in Lisbon. I think, you know, you can't really like, it's not enough for people, you know, you can empathize with people that had similar experiences to you growing up, but nowadays with the acceptance of LGBT people, like you don't really have I've had a very normal upbringing. You know, obviously there are certain things that are kind of transvestal. Do you say that?
I don't know what it means.
What are you trying? It sounds like you're saying transvestite.
But that are kind of like common across gay people, you know, certain experiences.
Okay.
But you know, I've never really found that enough to like empathize with someone, you know. You kind of, okay, yeah, I understand, but it's not really, in my opinion, enough to say, yeah, we're a community and stuff like that.
So you don't really feel that
connected.
I mean, it is
to
here
the community.
It is here, but
personally, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't, because, you know, just the fact that I'm saying this, it's already like the gays are gonna hate it, a lot of them. A lot of them gonna hate it. Sorry, guys.
But that's your truth.
Yeah.
It is.
It's how you feel.
Yeah.
So.
It is.
Okay. That's your truth.
Yeah. So I think we can kind of like guess how you feel about this. But yeah, do you feel like in Lisbon there is like a true
inclusivity. Most get into it now.
Yeah. For gay people?
No, in general. Like,
oh.
LGBT
people. Yeah.
Don't ask me to spell. I'm so bad in numbers, in English, and in spelling. We have L.
Yeah,
L-ham.
You wrote it something weird.
Yeah,
I was like, let me change this because she wrote it wrong.
I was thinking that you. Because we have gays, like homo, with the H.
What you call me?
So for us,
that's
it's like LGBTIQ, and now it's LGBTQ, so it's different.
Oh, yeah,
cut.
No, it's
LGBT.
No, LGBTIQ plus.
Sounds horrible.
That's your opinion.
Well, if there's inclusivity, I think so. Like, I think Lisbon is quite a liberal city. I think it's obviously the same thing as racism. There's going to be people and people, but in general, yes, I feel like there's inclusivity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, okay, can you give some advice to someone who wants to move to Lisbon, who's in that community? Is there any advice you can give them? Like, are there any like specific apps or meetups that if you wanted to meet more people like mine?
Well, there's the normal apps.
Grindr.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
There's, exactly.
But everybody knows.
Yeah, there's all those apps. They work here. I think, if you want to get lucky easily, definitely get your own place. As you know, we, until 30, don't ask us to come to our houses. We don't. we can't host you.
But where do you meet?
Go, whatever. No. Where
Monsanto.
Do you meet? No.
Oh my god, yeah! We spoke about that in episode 8.
I have a story. I have a story of like from... You know, that kind of pertains to this.
Okay, we're
but
we're all ears.
But finishing my
yes.
tips and tricks with George.
Sorry.
Oh, look, there's one. If you're into that, I Monsanto is definitely a spot where it goes down.
Place to be, guys.
Huh?
Place to be. Just bring your tissues.
Oh your my god, gear. Yes. Just don't leave them there, okay? Don't pollute.
As everybody does.
There. Do they?
Yeah. Didn't you listen to episode 8?
I haven't.
We speak all about, like,
the
trails where there's, like, condoms and, like, wives.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't act so
I don't
innocent.
Do this kind of stuff, no.
Don't act so innocent.
I haven't done this. I haven't done this.
You said you have a story in Monsanto.
Yes. It wasn't in Monsanto, but wait. Okay, let me then tell
the
you
tips.
The story.
The tips.
So, oh, finish the tips?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that one, like, if you want to get lucky, get your own place, okay? Though you will be a part of the housing crisis problem in that way. but yeah, get your own place so you can have people over, because otherwise you'll have a hard time. And also if you don't like going to like a public stuff thing, which definitely not advisable.
Sometimes needed.
Yeah, sometimes like. But, yeah, I think that would be like meeting other people. I think like a lot of people talk ill about the apps, etc. I'm of the opinion that your experience with the app is what you make of it. And so there's cool people, there's shitty people, obviously. Yeah, it all works, and good luck, I guess.
Figure it out for yourself, guys.
There's a lot of diversity here. We have people from all over the Portuguese-speaking and not Portuguese-speaking world, but within the Portuguese-speaking world, we have people from Mozambique, Angola, Brazil, a lot of Brazilians. So there's a lot of people come together here in Lisbon. So you'll also, and I don't mean this just purely also sexually and romantically, I think in general, I think you will find kind of a new world of cultures, especially if you don't come from a Portuguese speaking country. And that all come together here in Lisbon and have a lot of very interesting cultural showings from restaurants and from restaurants, shows, whatever. You'll find a whole new world.
Yeah, that was a great response.
Yeah, I have one more question in regards to your tips, because we spoke about in episode 2, we talked a lot about Meetup.
Okay.
But do you feel like on Meetup, I don't know if you're active on there or you heard stories about it, but would it also be a great place for like gay people to kind of like connect or engage in different groups?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah?
I think, you know, you don't need to just hang out around gay people, you know?
No, but I mean, if there's like specifically like meetups for
like
for
if,
gay
I think
people.
You're trying to ask like if you wanted to meet other.
Yeah, because that's
within,
where we're talking about, right?
Oh,
like the community.
Well, I'm not aware of any like gay meetup, like stuff like Meetup. In fact, even Meetup for me is a bit, I'm not really completely aware of what exactly it entails. I know it's.
I mean, that kind of makes sense because he's from here. Because like in LA, I never looked at Meetup.
Yeah, but I heard a lot about lot of Portuguese people that also use it. And because we're now specifically talking about the community, maybe you're aware of it, but maybe also not. I mean,
I'm not.
Maybe
but
people
maybe
that
I
you know.
Be.
You don't have to.
No, I haven't.
It's up to you.
The first time I've heard about it was through you, so I can't really tell you if it's a good tool.
Yeah.
I haven't used it. I think there are many people, even in the gay apps, that are just looking for friends. Oh. Sometimes. Yeah. As I told you, there are people and people, but your experience is what you make of it. So, there you can get what you can find cool people, even in people like to shit on Grindr a lot. You know, you don't need to be doing what people say people do on Grindr. You don't need to be doing that. You know, we have agency. You can choose what you do and you don't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, you'll definitely find like-minded people.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not answering any of your questions. Not being helpful at all.
It's fine.
Was there one more question, or was that the last one that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, that's it. Now we can move on to like the
story.
It's time for story time. Okay. Juicy story times. Ooh, prepare yourselves.
Oh my
yourself a mimosa.
I've already given one shit story.
Yes.
This one isn't about shit.
Okay, tell us.
This was like I was freshly 18, and so I had been talking to this guy, and you know, it was all like friendly. It wasn't like we wanted to meet each other, but it wasn't ever like super sexual or anything. We wanted to meet each other and see where it would go. He was like one of the first people, if not the first, I've met on my gay life.
Was he older, younger,
yeah,
same age?
A bit older, and and he was from Cascais.
Okay.
And so there was... I would never...
Going after the money now, right?
Go there at 80.
Yeah, just, it comes back to bite me in the ass. But, the only time I would be in Cascais would be when I would go and be with a friend of mine that lives there. And usually we would, like, spend the afternoon, have dinner, and then I would go, like, already at night. And so one day I was talking to the guy and I told him that I was in Cascais but I was going to leave my friend's house after dinner, so at night. And he was like, oh, that's okay, let's meet at night. And I was kind of like, okay, that's fine, let's do it. And so I met up with him, and instant shock, he didn't look like his pictures. Yeah, he looked, I mean, it was him, it just looked like he did all of the drugs after taking the pictures.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Like, yeah, he looked like he did the entire pharmacy a kebab. And so I hope he,
I don't know,
yeah,
you never know who's watching and listening. But
well,
yeah,
he deserves it. And either way, and so, but like I was very like, I didn't know what to do. And so I just kind of, I obviously got very like, wouldn't look at him basically. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do to leave and not be rude? Because I didn't want to tell him that he looked like the crackhead version of the pictures he sent. But after, like, at a certain point, he, like, goes into some bushes, and this was, like, pitch black dark night, you know? And he goes into some bushes and tries to get me to go...
Like Monsanto style.
Exactly, in with him, and I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not. I'm like in the sidewalk and I'm telling him, no, I'm not going. And he's like... Suddenly, a homeless man that apparently lived in those bushes started yelling and chasing him. And obviously, and I was there as well. I ran for my life from both of them. I ran from both of them. I ran and didn't look back. I lost him,
blocked him,
never saw him again.
Amazing.
Wow.
You did so well.
And suddenly, like, I got in my car and I couldn't stop laughing, like kind of nervous laugh,
yeah,
kind of like, because it was hilarious, the way the the homeless man started like chasing him.
Oh my gosh. And what did he do? Was he running like?
Oh yeah, he ran. He ran as well.
But the other way.
But yeah, I ran the other way. Oh. I ran, I completely, yeah, like, I took every turn I could. Oh. I could.
Wow.
Ended up being kind of fun.
What an adventure.
Yeah, but no, definitely not going in a bush with anyone.
Oh, wow.
No.
No people.
No.
Well, now everybody knows this story.
And it's not a kink of mine. Some people like it.
Mm.
Like even if they don't have to, some people like it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where all the condoms are up there.
Yeah, but also because they don't have their own place.
I think it's a mix. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm sure there's some more.
Some more stories.
Any other stories you would like to share? You don't have to if you don't want to. But
let me think.
Or your experiences here in Lisbon, or any experiences like with just people in general with
weird people.
With you in regards to, has anyone been like mean to you, or been like super nice to you, or been like super welcoming to you? Any like stories in that way?
I think people in general are nice to me, but I think for some, a lot of people are kind of, I wouldn't say, I don't know if afraid, but a lot of people don't like, I see a lot of people looking at me, especially when I go I don't really go out at night much,
mm-hmm.
Like to clubs or anything. But when I do, I see that a lot of people like staring like a lot at me, but no one ever really comes talk to me. I don't know if I have like resting bitch face.
No, I feel like, is that like the Portuguese people in general? They're just afraid to approach people. Like,
maybe,
was,
yeah.
I mean,
because I haven't approached anyone either. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when I say that, yeah. Because
I've been told that, and I've experienced, I feel like other, I guess I'm talking about like women in dating in general. Another Portuguese woman, she told me, she's like, yeah, the Portuguese men here, they don't really approach you.
That's true, because the only people that approached me so far, like men, were Brazilian.
Yeah.
No Portuguese.
Because it's, she was saying that the Portuguese are like very reserved, and
I think a lot of them are just afraid of being completely like
rejected.
Shut down and
mm.
yeah
mm.
I don't know, in like I feel like in our culture it's more and more so the idea of giving women their space and not making them uncomfortable, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of left a dent on guys' ability to go up to them. That's my way of interpreting it. I don't know why it bled into the gay community. But
that's not how it's supposed to
go. Damn it.
Do you feel like the majority of the Portuguese men, they just look and don't say anything, whereas, like, let's say the Brazilian or the people that are not from Portugal, they come up and say something?
Yeah. I think Brazilians are very much open in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot easier for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Love a good Brazilian.
So does she.
Not my episode to talk.
No, you should.
We did episode
yeah.
4.
I know that
go
it
check out the bonus.
To be telling.
Alright. Anything else you wanted to share?
Stories. God, I don't remember now. I feel like we will stop filming and suddenly I will.
That's always
yeah,
how it goes.
Yeah, I will suddenly be like, oh my god, that time. But
yeah.
But. Well, I met my ex on one of those apps,
mm-hmm.
and he's a good example of a good person, that a normal person,
mm-hmm.
that you can find. We were together for 5 years, and a very good person, normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It
guys.
Is possible.
It still is possible.
I mean, we're no longer together, but it was my fault. Anyway.
It was your fault? You're taking all the blame?
No, I'm not taking all the blame. I'm not taking all the blame, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was the, how do you say, the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's always two that's...
Yes.
No, exactly.
Takes
definitely.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Alrighty.
Alright, guys. Well... Thank you so much for joining us
you're
and being
welcome.
Our first
guest.
You're very welcome.
We want to thank you guys for watching. Thank you for joining us. We are super excited to continue on with our guests. And we hope that you enjoy. And we thank you. And this is
from Lisbon with love.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.
Some bonus footage. Enjoy.
It's normal. It's your first time.
It'll be on the internet forever.
Maybe not forever, but for a long time.
No. When it goes on the internet, it's forever.
It is.
Yeah.
Too late now, I guess.
Alright, so you guys ready?
I am.
Alright,
yes.
Let's do this.
Okay, wait. Oh, it's my
thing. It's very good.
It is really good.
What is the bubbly thing? Which one? Very nice.
Also, too, is the fresh squeezed orange juice.
Helps. yeah, it makes a difference.
When I first got here, I was obsessed. I
literally
would
got it, right?
Get it every day.
Oh, with the orange juice. Because we have the...
Because you guys have the machine, and I'm just like...
Ah, yes.
I'm like, this is amazing, and it's only like a euro or something. I'm like, yeah!
And we have very good oranges.
Yeah.
There are many countries in which the word for orange is Portugal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What countries?
I think mostly Arabic countries. I might be
nice.
Wrong. Don't quote
okay.
me on that.
Okay, I just want to check this and make sure it's good because I just
had a feeling.
But
you have
I'm
a
sure
feeling.
Everything's fine.
Yes, we're good. Okay, everybody's in. Perfect.
Woo.
I just
I'm going to finish mine very quickly.
That's okay. We can make more while someone's talking.
Yeah,
we
have more, so it's fine.
Okay.